In the heart of West Africa, a young and spirited leader named Ibrahim Traoré emerged as a beacon of hope for his people. The storms of discontent were brewing beneath the surface, and Traoré endeavored to quell the restlessness that plagued his nation. With charisma and educational credentials that spanned the globe, he was, at first glance, an ideal candidate to assume the mantle of leadership. The people believed that change was not just possible but imminent. However, the path of leadership is often teeming with thorns hidden in plain sight, especially when power and betrayal intersect. NNTHE tale begins in Burkina Faso, a land rich in culture and resilience, where the spirit of its citizens echoed the narratives of their ancestors struggling against colonialism and oppression. The country had faced extreme challenges, including military coups and political turbulence, which left the populace yearning for stability. Ibrahim, deeply influenced by the stories of heroes who had come before him, aspired to restore honor and dignity to his homeland, seeking to position it on the map of prosperity. N.N. Ibrahim was thrust into the world of politics almost unprepared, his ethos shaped by his humble upbringing. The African Union, looked upon his ascension with cautious optimism, hoping a new breed of leaders would rejuvenate the continent's governance, tackling corruption and economic instability. His rallies electrified the masses, igniting a passion that had long been dimmed by disillusionment. For a while, everything seemed to flow in harmony. The O pledged support, lauding his reforms and democratization efforts. NNHOWEVER, as Ibrahim's influence expanded, so did the shadows lurking around him. With power came alliances, and with alliances came compromise. Ibrahim was faced with the hard truth that the world of politics was not merely a straightforward path of righteous proclamations, but a labyrinth filled with ulterior motives and complex interactions. Members of the O sought to leverage his emerging influence for their agendas. They began whispering in the dark, urging him to toe lines that contradicted his initial promises of transparency and justice. NNTHE pressure mounted with each passing day. Ibrahim found himself dining with dignitaries who cloaked their intentions in layers of diplomacy, but he sensed ulterior motives lurking underneath their polished words. Traoré had envisioned a new Burkina Faso, but the political landscape was riddled with age-old problems that seemed insurmountable. Deals were brokered behind closed doors, and for every step forward he took towards reformation, there were two steps back, intertwined with betrayal and in a clandestine meeting that would change the course of his trajectory. Ibrahim sat with seasoned politicians from across the continent. They were shrouded in veils of camaraderie, but he could sense the discord simmering just below the surface. Their conversations veered toward power and control, illuminating how African nations were often pawns in the game of global politics. The unspoken rule of sacrificing ethics when convening with the powerful echoed loudly during these meetings. NN, betrayed by his own ambitions, Traoré felt torn. He was caught in the crossfire of wanting to uphold his values while trying to navigate the churning waters of a ruthless political landscape. While he hungered to lead with integrity, whispers of betrayal from allies he deemed trustworthy infiltrated his circle. He realized that political friendships, much like fleeting shadows, could easily evaporate, manipulated by interests stronger than his pledge to his people's aspirations. NN, despite the rising tensions, he attempted to remain steadfast, for the weight of the nation rested upon his shoulders. However, disillusionment crept into his mind like an insidious fog. He started receiving reports from grassroots organizations. Testimonials from citizens who claimed that nothing had changed, employing hunger and despair, while the privileged continued to engage in backdoor deals facilitated by the O. Ibrahim recognized That time was running out, and he was running the risk of being another political pawn raised by the game's unscrupulous players. And in the subsequent months, under the guise of furthering peace and security, pressure from the African Union escalated. They sought to influence changes that conflicted with the very ideals he had fought to uphold. They prodded him towards totalitarian measures in the name of safety. It was not long before the weight of their demands caused a rift within his administration. An NTHE turning point came when Ibrahim was urged to endorse a proposed policy that would strip the rights of opposition parties to assemble peacefully. Considered by many as an affront to democracy, this policy set Ibrahim at odds with his foundational principles. The betrayal from the O was evident. Once allies had now become architects of a future he had never signed up for. Ibrahim was left wrestling with a monumental choice: succumb to the AU's demands for the greater good, or risk unraveling the very fabric of the nation he had promised to rebuild. And Na's whispers of betrayal solidified into actions. Ibrahim made the difficult decision to address the nation. In a televised address, he asked the people to unite and reclaim their voice, emphasizing that true leadership was to be in service of the people, not for the whims of powerful institutions. He recognized that betrayal could come not just from outside but from within. He reminded his people of their historical resilience and called for an uprising against silenced voices, against the manipulation of power that sought to divide them. While some rallied around his call to action, fearing the repercussions of an AU backlash, others stayed loyal to the established political order. The growing discontent fractured both the leadership and the populace, leading to a volatility that echoed deeply within the heart of Africa. Despite the visible rift, Ibrahim remained undeterred, rallying his supporters in peaceful protests for democratic principles. And in a poignant twist, as the youth took to the streets chanting his name in defiance of oversight, betrayers saw their opportunity to slither back into positions of power. Ibrahim stood firm amidst the chaos, realizing that betrayal had a way of revealing true allegiances. In the end, the betrayal that had begun as a whisper evolved into a roar of demand for unity, showcasing the evolution of a leader from a hopeful idealist to a determined advocate for his people. And in the end, Ibrahim Traoré was not just another leader, he was a symbol of resilience against the tide of betrayal, a steadfast reminder that true leadership demands the courage to stand firm against the winds that seek to undermine democracy. Through suffering and struggle, he was destined to either rise as a true liberator or succumb to the ancient evils that afflict the spirit of Africa. The choice lay not only with him but echoed in the hearts of the people. He envisioned serving. And as this tale of betrayal unfolds, it remains a reminder that the legacies of Africa's leaders depend profoundly on the voices they choose to heed, the alliances they forge, and the courage to rise from the depths of betrayal to fight for a better tomorrow.